And now, The Life of Mary Trump. Friday, Matt Sanders and Stanis Bradford agree to be friends, or at least appear to be friends, for Mary and Phyllis' sake. Stanis blames Max for Phyllis' being an invalid, saying that it was because of Max's activities with the gambling syndicate, while Phyllis was expecting the sort, that caused her present condition. Mary Southern Sanders, Max's wife, and several of Max's friends are convinced that he was working on the side of the law against the gambling syndicate. However, Max has been indicted and was to stand trial very shortly until Danny Stratford came forth with a statement to Mr. McGraw that he believed that Max was telling the truth about his activities. As Danny was the one witness the state had reckoned on to testify against him, there was nothing for Mr. McGraw to do but grant the postponement that Mary Southern had begged him to give Max. A postponement that will allow Max to fight the subversive influences that are at this very moment undermining Max and Mary's position in the Sanders interest. Now it is late Monday morning in a little cottage where Danny, Phyllis, and Daddy Stratford live. Dr. Benson has sent Phyllis's new baby home to her, and at present, the subject seems to be...
Well, all I can say is it's a shame. A terrible shame.
Oh, but Daddy, babies have to be bathed every day.
Hey, Daddy, that just goes to show you don't know.
Well,
you see, he knows he's going to get wet. He wants and he don't like it. Well, now, test the water in your hand, Daddy.
Just about right, I should say.
Well, in he goes.
Oh, be careful, Danny.
Silly, you're talking to two experts when you talk to Daddy and me.
Yes, sir. Two experts. Now to give the little hen first a bit of a going over the washcloth.
Why is it that all kids hate to be washed?
I don't know, Danny, but they all do. Guess that sort of covered all the available territory.
Don't you think you ought to give him one more rub with that washcloth?
Are you telling it or just...
Oh, I wouldn't think of telling two experts.
What do you say, Danny?
Well, I think we might take that suggestion. He says it's okay with him.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clean. Well, he seems to have gotten used to it. Up you go, young fella.
Yeah. I got a towel all laid out for him on the table here. Now, just lay him on that and we'll roll him up.
Be careful, Danny.
Don't worry.
Now for a rub down.
Oh, no. No, Danny. You just rubbed him. You pat the water off.
And you call yourself an expert.
Well,
even I knew that. Hey, where's that talcum powder in the three-cornered tank? Hey, I forgot all about that.
They're upstairs.
And you get them. I'll finish this dying business. I know how.
Silly, you watch him and see that he does it right. I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, Daddy. This is no work for Danny to be doing.
I know, dear. Silly, you keep his mind off the fact that he ain't doing something else.
We really need a nurse. Oh, but of course we can't afford one.
Say, what about the reward money that Danny was supposed to get for turning in a gambling syndicate?
I talked to him about that last night. He said that no money will be paid on the reward until the man has been convicted, too. No, it was a trial postponement. He can't even consider it.
If only I could open the hotel again. Then he could have his old job back there. I guess I should wait for the trial, too. Padlocked with all the gambling stuff sitting there. They want to keep it that way for evidence or something.
Daddy, what about the mill?
Huh? What about it?
I was thinking of Danny. Why couldn't he get a job there?
Hey, I don't see why not. Mill's the only place seems to be getting along in Sanders at all. I sure to be able to help him there.
Hey, who hides these things? I had to look all over the place for him.
It sure took you long enough. Here, let's have that powder while you fold the three-cornered tent. That's it.
Danny, I was just thinking, why don't you try to get a job at the mill?
You sure?
If you need a job, I'll bet you could get something there.
Yeah, why not, son? Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, I'm sure Max and Mary would see that you got one.
Well, now, wait a minute, Phyllis. I don't think I want to ask Max to do me any favors.
I thought you and Max were friends again.
Yeah, we are, but...
Well, you march yourself over to Mary and they'll see and talk to you. And don't let no foolish pride keep you from a job. Now, you're not asking for money. You're asking for work, and nobody ought to be too proud to do that.
Will you do it, then?
Sure, Phyllis. Sure, I'll do it.
Oh. Get your hat and go right over this minute. Now, I can finish up in this little geek yourself. Hey, it'll feel good to have a job again. I'll bring you home something swell for supper tonight, Silly.
You just bring yourself, Danny. That's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Where is all the stuff that I keep in this here desk?
What stuff, Mary?
Well, all the papers and stuff.
Well, do you mean the accounts? They're in the upper right-hand drawer.
The accounts. That's what I got to get after. The accounts. Here. Let me see. $5,000 minus.
How much do we have in the bank now?
Well, now, that's what I'm trying to figure out, sir. Now, let's see. Add 5, carry the 2, minus 50, add 7, multiply by 4. Hey, I can't make head or tail out of this, sir.
Let me see.
You know, I never was very good at this stuff. How's it look to you, Mary?
Well, according to this, we have exactly 75 cents in the bank.
75? No, it's not bad. And boy, can I figure. You know, that's what I got, too.
Well, you seem happy enough about it, Mary.
Well, sure. You're wide bald. Good. You're looking at a guy that is about to make one of the biggest and fastest comebacks in the history of science. Say, you got 2 bits to make an even buck?
Oh, Max, darling, this is the way I like to see you. You're like your old self again.
Did you like my old self?
Oh, I like all yourselves, Max, darling. The man, the boy, the hoodlum, the gentleman.
You know, the way I figure it, you just like me.
Well, the way I figure it, I just love you.
Oh, ain't that wonderful? You know, I'm kind of that way about you and myself. I don't know what I'd ever do without you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't really blame you, though, for falling me for so hard. I'm pretty terrific, ain't I? Yeah, okay. I got to go over the rest of these papers if I'm going to get the Sanders' interest in the case again.
Oh, hello, Danny. Come on in.
Well, Danny, old boy. Hey, pull up the sofa and make yourself right to home.
Oh, hello, Mary.
How's Phyllis?
She's fine, Mary. Glad if she can be.
Yeah, now listen, kid. She's going to be all right. You stop worrying about it, see? What we all got to do around here is just put the old nose to the windmill and get to work.
Grindstone.
That's
that's what I want to do, Max. I want to get a job at the mill.
Oh, Danny, I think that's a wonderful idea.
Hey, that's great. Now, let's see now. Who's the guy in charge of hiring a new guy?
Oh, is Mr. Brown's husband.
Oh, yes, sure. Mr. Brown. Bill Brown. Say, wait a minute, Danny. I'll call him up and tell him that you'll be right down. Hello. Hello, operator. Operator, say, listen, I want to speak to Bill Brown. The number? What? Oh, yeah, at the mill. Sanders Mill. Well, I don't know. Hold a wire, will you? Hey, Mary, what's the number of the mill, huh?
I think it's 3470.
Yeah, my wife says it's 3470. Huh? What are you laughing at? Oh, yeah. Well, it is kind of funny. Well, get that number for me, will you? You know, Mary, this operator's got a wonderful sense of humor. You know what she said? Hello. Hey, listen, I want to speak to Bill Brown. I said Bill Brown. Well, I don't care if there is a rule about not talking during working hours. Hey, listen, Mug, this is the boss talking, Max Sanders. I guess I can tell him.
There is a rule like that,
man. Hey, now, look, I'm the boss. I make the rules. Hello, Bill. It's Max Sanders talking. Yeah, oh, I'm fine. Now, look, I'm sending Danny Stafford down to see you. Give him a job. What? What do you mean you ain't got an opening? Make one.
What is it, Max?
Hey, that guy Brown doesn't know his elbow from first base anymore. Say, you go over there, Danny. They'll give you a job.
But, Max, maybe Mr. Brown has his orders. Can you talk back to him, Max?
What? That guy? Say, I'm still boss of Sanders.
What are you, Max? It looks as though Mary and Max's enemies are moving very rapidly to take control of the Sanders' interests from them. And what of Phyllis and Danny? They have no money. Danny has no work. Phyllis is an invalid.